realized that we are fakes. Yes, when you buy a big pile of stuff with no money and lots of debt, you are a financial fake. Peer pressure is very, very powerful. We are scaling down. It is a painful statement to make to friends or family. We will have to pass on that trip or dinner because it's not in our budget. It's virtually impossible for some people to say. Being real takes tremendous courage. We like approval and we like respect. To wish for the admiration of others is normal. The problem is that this admiration can become a drug. Many of you are addicted to this drug, and the destruction to your wealth and financial well-being caused by your addiction is huge. Radical change in the quest for approval is required for a money breakthrough. Sarah's breakthrough came with family. Her family had always given Christmas gifts to every member, with 20 nieces and nephews and 6 sets of adults to buy for just on her side. The budget was ridiculous. Sarah's announcement at Thanksgiving that this year Christmas giving was going to be done with the drawing of names because she and Bob couldn't afford it was earth-shattering. Some of you are grinning as if this is no big deal. It was a huge deal in Sarah's family. Her mother and 2 of her sisters were furious. Very little thanks were given that Thanksgiving, but Sarah stood her ground and said no more. Sarah has a master's degree in sociology, so she is no pushover. She understood that she would lose approval, admiration, and respect. The courage to address what may seem like a small issue was a huge breakthrough for Sarah. That Thanksgiving, her heart had a total money makeover, and she was not going to be led into well-dressed poverty by peer pressure anymore. Everyone has a weak spot like Sarah's. It could be your third-generation failing business that needs to be closed. It could be your clothes shopping. It probably is your car. It could be the boat. Maybe yours is giving to your grown children. Unless you have had a heart-level total money makeover somewhere, sometime in your life, you are still doing something with money to impress others. And that has to change before you can get on a real plan to fiscal fitness. The Bible states, "Godliness with contentment is great gain." Those of us who have had a total money makeover still know where our Achilles heel is and still see that weak spot as a fatal wound if we allow it to grow again. What is the one money thing that makes you grin inside when you see others admiring it? Do you need to give it up?